Yo, welcome to the episode.
I think this is annoying.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Yo, what episode is this?
Why don't you start it over? Who cares?
Episode 12 of the Lit, Loud, and Lazy podcast.
This shit is going to be like...
We go fact check that. I am your gracious host, Al. You know what I'm saying? Hoes know me as Beach Burger or Bony Bachelor.
You can't be the Beach host Burger. If we're not at your crib.
I am hella the host. Because Shaq don't ever want to start this shit off. I'm hella the host.
Prince never did the introduction.
We can do Beach Burger.
What are you talking about?
Prince
I hella do introductions. Like,
why don't you keep Bony Bachelor going?
We could keep Bony Bachelor, bro, to be honest. But why you don't keep Bony? I like having Beach in my name.
I hella keep Bally Locks. Y'all just want to be saying dumb shit.
Like Bush Boys?
Yeah. We can't be talking over each other, though. We got to stop that. So we gotta like try one or two at a time, not all of them.
Nah, but Bush Boy lit too. You should get that.
Nah. Baldy Locks is lit.
Yeah, thank you.
Baldy Locks is lit.
And Bush Boy.
Bush Boy lit when we say.
Who came up with that?
Me. Hey, the funniest part is this.
Wait, y'all didn't introduce yourselves.
Well, fuck them. They know who we are.
All right, so this is Chris the annoying one.
Crying, bro. Alright,
so we got
my chest.
We got as you can see, we got Jeff, who not used to Baldy Locks. And Keenan is here, aka Too Skinny. Jeff, you got an AKA
Killing Gate.
Hefe Sensei
or Sensei, either is
Young Hefe.
But you gotta grow out your beard and get a brain, bro.
Okay.
Nah, wait. Before we continue, the funniest thing though is I was really walking around with Mardi Gras dreads all weekend.
Hey, I just want y'all to know Prince gay. I'm not gonna tell y'all how, but Prince gay. Just everything from Mardi Gras, Prince is gay.
Hey, fuck you, bro.
I'm not gonna put your business out there, but you gay. No disrespect. Alright, LGBT, we in this. Alright, so we're gonna start this off.
Nigga.
We're going to start this off like we do every week, with Shaq introducing the first topic.
Because I had all the topics last week.
Exactly. It's cool. You know what I'm saying? But you got the first one this week.
Yeah, niggas don't do shit. It's
all right. We be doing shit, bro. I got all the like, some of them. Everybody got a topic today.
So, Mikey.
No. I don't.
You got your phone.
Oh. Bro, that's not really a topic.
It's not, because we just going to rank you for that. Yeah,
all right,
go ahead, Shaq.
All right, you can go ahead, but it's cool. We're going to talk about the PC of Love Challenge that happened, like, spontaneously after Valentine's Day.
That shit wasn't spontaneous. They planned that shit.
They hella planned that shit. Oh, the side chick.
Yo, they didn't make that video in a fucking day, bro.
Nah, that was like built up like energy.
That's what I'm saying.
Like Valentine's Day, they expected something, they didn't get what they expected, so you know, they started a piece of your love challenge. You know, telling hoes they fucking their best friends, niggas and shit like that.
When I first saw the piece of your love challenge, I thought it was like threesomes.
Oh, definitely was a decent.
I thought it was. I thought it was like, you know what I'm saying? Like everybody getting a piece of that love.
Yeah. Hey, that's exactly what it was.
Hey, wait. You spelled peace wrong, bro.
Don't matter, nigga.
That shit confused.
Don't matter, nigga.
Oh, no, you spelled it right.
I did.
Okay. I thought you spelled pieces and like.
Yeah, hella don't matter, nigga.
Stop taking pictures with your side pieces, man, because it's going to.
Stop taking video. Stop giving them access to the pictures. Exactly. If you won't take it, just leave it.
Stop putting side pieces in main chick roles.
Nah.
Side chicks are supposed to stay in the side chick.
They gotta know when to hide.
Huh?
So when you supposed to hop in the trunk?
Yeah.
When you supposed to put?
When you supposed to put a side piece in a main chick role?
All the time.
A
great keeper of side chicks, you always gotta put your side chick and make her feel like a girlfriend.
What do you need to keep a side chick for? If you got a main chick, you don't need to keep them. It's a side hoe.
Yeah.
Nah, you tripping.
Bro, if you got the entree, you still worried about them fucking nachos?
Yes, that's why I got the fucking nachos.
Nigga, throw them shits away.
You know appetizers? You know all you can eat? That's what I'm in for.
Nah, just all you can eat appetizers? You want the new entree?
I want the entree too. Nigga, why can't I have all?
So, go ahead. Give me one of these.
As long as you put that bib on, bro, you good. All right,
so...
Just run off one scenario.
Shit. One scenario where you're supposed to make your side chick the main chick.
I even give you a choice, all right?
Nah,
so
never
I'm going to have
to nobody not around where you know people.
Yeah.
Say you're going to a...
So Aquaman just came out. Who you taking, the main chick or you taking the side chick?
Which one likes Aquaman?
Which one likes Aquaman?
Whoever available.
No,
so you hear from both of them, you're like, oh, Aquaman just came out.
If you hear from both of them, it's always the main chick. If you don't hear from them, it's the side chick. But when you out with her, you going to treat her like a main chick.
If your main chick not answering...
Except you don't want her to be seen.
Then why is she your main chick?
The only time you treat a side chick as a main chick is when she paying.
Okay, I can ride with that.
I can ride with that too.
I'm with that. Alright, I can fuck with that. Just wanted to make sure.
Okay, right. Yeah, I'm with that. Thank you, Shaq, for the clarification.
But does that mean it makes the PCO Love Challenge right?
Nah, nobody said it was right.
I think it was right.
That shit was fucked up.
That shit was crazy.
It gives you something.
Top three worst challenges of all time.
That shit was.
That shit ruined it.
Especially
bro.
One that ended randomly with back shot.
Like, you got it.
That shit was That's
mad disrespectful.
Yo. No, that's a disrespectful way to describe it.
They're putting pictures of themselves up. Yeah. The nigga up and the girl. And then all of them together.
Yeah.
That's mad disrespectful, dog.
Nah, the back
you gotta shoot shit up. That's worse too.
I watched that one with my shorty. I was like, oh, fuck.
You wildin'.
No, she showed it to me. I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so you want
to that little skinny hell clap was doing.
Yeah, she hella had I wonder how many DMs she got.
How many DMs she got?
I know that shit was retarded, boy. What?
That's probably why she posted. They're looking for new niggas. Dude.
That's what I'm saying, bro. That's why you gotta, you know, you can't put too much into side chicks, but you know.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie, DM's probably ridiculous. Like, yeah, man, he could be the number one.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you ain't gotta go through all this.
He could be the one to know.
I'm pretty sure if half them niggas ain't saying that shit, like 90% of them.
So now, if somebody puts you up, right?
I'm gonna laugh.
What you expect your girl to do?
Oh, she, especially that one with the back shots? Yeah, that's definitely me. That's proof in the pudding I was blowing her shit out.
What's that?
No condom on.
That is true.
Why you making sex tapes with side chicks, bro? Come on, man.
Why are you giving them access? Is my thing. If you go have it, why are you giving them back to me?
Nah, that one she was saying like bestie and all that.
She was saying messy?
Bestie. Like
oh, that's
friend.
The thing. That's why I thought it was a threesome. Because they all look like cool.
It was cool.
Yeah, I know. And then they weren't.
I mean, they still might be. You don't ever know. They can pass shit up.
Yeah, I know two out of three of them was still cool. But I think the one that was really hot was the mean chick.
Yeah, like she should be.
Like one was like the main chick was average size, and then one chick was like skinny as fuck with mad ass, right? And then the other one was just fat. Only reason I say she had mad ass because of the back shots. That shit was ridiculous.
Well, bro, do you keep your side chick after that? Because the main chick obviously out the picture.
Nah, you can't. You gotta get all of them out.
Nah, nah, you gotta
get all of them out.
You gotta keep the side chick. You gotta throw her away.
Nah.
You gotta throw her away.
Why you say you gotta throw her away?
You lost LeBron, you gonna throw away the whole roster?
Yes. That's
what you're saying.
Yes.
Draft picks and everything.
Gotta go.
Oh, shit.
You fucked it up for
all of Sexton.
You fucked it up for everybody. That's gonna fuck him up for months. Wasn't you the nigga from the Piece of My Love?
Yeah.
Bro, you did, for months,
bro, I seen her got a new day though. What you exactly. mean? But that's so.
But he had her by the time that even came out. He had a new bed. This nigga, I'm pretty sure he ain't expect none of this shit.
No, did it, but he gonna keep doing his tools though.
That nigga have to let it go, bro.
Nah,
you have to let it go. Whoever put that shit out, you
side
gone.
Chick gotta stay, bro.
Yeah, man. Nah, if I find a new man, oh, side chick getting dropped.
Yo,
yeah,
he getting dropped like a seizure, bro. Like real shit.
We never gonna use that expression again. We never gonna use that again.
But you know how hard motherfuckers drop when they get a seizure.
Shut the fuck up. Why did you continue? Why did you?
Okay. We're not going there.
So This brought me to thinking, how close of friends should you be to your spouse's friends?
It wasn't even his spouse's friends, though. You talking about...
it looked like they were besties.
Nah, it was his wife. It was his wife, sister, best friend.
Oh, yes. They was married.
Yeah.
I thought that was just his, like...
I was talking about the challenge.
Yeah.
Oh, nah, we already know.
I thought they were besties in the challenge.
Look, they was probably besties, and they was probably around her nigga like so many times.
That's what I'm saying. So how close should you be with your girl's friend?
Not that close, man. Unless y'all was already close before.
Yeah.
Or unless your girl put y'all in the threesome.
Yeah. Okay. Nah, I think after the threesome, you got to like...
You still shouldn't be that close.
You're not supposed to be that easy.
Yeah. Right. Unless it's a regular thing. If it's a regular thing, then...
Not even then, you're
what's
not supposed to be that close.
What's a regular thing? You talking about threesomes?
If you are not supposed to be... Personally, niggas be swingers, bro.
No.
Niggas be...
Nah, if you and your girl have a threesome, she should be set... If it's her friend, she should be setting up a threesome.
Yeah, she set up a threesome.
Yeah, I'm saying. She should be setting up. So there's no reason for you to even text the other girl.
No, y'all should just have a group chat about that shit.
To be honest, yeah.
Yeah, no.
You don't even need that much. It takes like 2 words. You free Friday?
So he asked me from the nigga perspective. So
that was 3 words.
Oh my bad, 3 words.
So me, I have a girl. How close can I be to her friends?
Yes.
I'm not controlling any of this.
You're not controlling any of this, but you have some.
So how much should I pull away from those?
Yeah.
Friends? Oh.
Okay. So if y'all wanna switch it up, how close should y'all girlfriends be to y'all niggas?
As close as they want to be. If you want to try some shit, then
see, you gay, so I don't really want to.
Fuck you, nigga.
I wouldn't prefer, especially if I introduced y'all this late down the line, it'd be kind of suspect if they started getting that close to each other.
Like, who you texting? It's Jay Al.
Yeah, it'd be kind of weird.
I'd be like, what the fuck?
It'd be kind of weird. I wouldn't put too much pressure on it because I know y'all. I'd expect that respect to at least let me know your chick out here sliding the drawers.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? I hope it's like
that's that. What I expect.
So what if your homie told you like your girl a hoe, she trying to fuck and then he like he fuck.
Wait. Nah, you know what?
Wait,
it's so hilarious because this nigga happen. Jeff. Nah, this nigga Jeff's friend used to be awesome shit like that. He used to be on some wild boy shit.
Like text you and be like, yo, bro, your girl out here trying to get a boy's draws.
Bro,
and then he just
they
like,
let
fuck.
You know and then smash and be like, yeah, bro, she's definitely getting
a draw. I'm trying to be.
The way you ask that, it's like, hey, yo, bro, you know your girl a hoe, right? You know I already smashed, right? You have to say it first.
Y'all set it up two different ways. Because the way he's saying it is like, all right, she had a party without him. His homeboy like, yo, your girl a hoe right now. And then he go fuck her.
He's saying that girl you just got with, I've been hitting her. He's like, ayo, that girl you with is a hoe. He's not even giving you no time before he hits.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying.
He lets you know.
That's like this nigga just walked out the room.
And he's asking if I'm going to pull up. Just asking if I'm going to pull up or something.
Yo.
Give me more time than that, nigga.
Give me more time to confirm that she's a thought. Let me save the date. It could literally just happen.
Alright. So say you just
so you got your homeboy's girl and you hanging out with your homeboy's
boy. Look.
Or your homeboy's boy.
I'm a shut the fuck up. All right.
Alright. Fuck
yeah. You got this job interview coming up, right? Alright, so you head out to the mall. Alright, you seen some bitches, da 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 da, you getting your shit, you looking nice and everything. And then you see your homeboy girl just in there. She looking for a gift for your homeboy. She's like, oh, that looks nice, you know, da da da. Y'all start talking, da da da. Like, oh, let's go get something to eat. We hungry, we already here, we both want the same thing.
At that point, you already fucked my bitch.
This is sound like
at that point, we already got problems.
Like, already, she FaceTimed you. She FaceTimed, like, yeah, da-da-da, we together and everything, you know.
We already got problems.
And then, like, And then
I'm
like
pulling up.
We hungry?
I'm pulling up with Shaq's gun.
Dad, I'm on the way.
We ain't going to get it. Hey Shaq, Hey Shaq, bro. Hey, I need it.
Bro, go ahead. I gotta hear the rest of this bullshit.
Alright. Hey, this is where shit get tricky, alright?
I might hit a Prego. Hey Prego, bro, I need a gun, bro. What is good?
Alright, this is where shit get tricky. Alright.
Yo, that's already tricky, buddy.
So y'all talking and everything, you'd be like, damn, you know what? It seemed like she trying to, like, you know, get something done. Nah, that's my homeboy. She faithful. All he do is talk to me about how faithful she is. All right, cool. And then she's like, oh, let's do this. You know what? Hey, your girl trying to fuck. Sen, go out. That's enough time. From time it takes to get to the mall, to the crib.
Damn.
Unless you're doing it in the back of the car. Because, hey, were you cheating? Were you sitting in the back of the car? Were you cheating like that? Hey, you not doing that.
That's no respect.
Hey, wait.
That's no respect.
This nigga said that's enough time?
I'm ignoring Prince.
No, this nigga said.
Prince talks some bullshit.
This nigga said in the back of the car. Yo, you fucked my girl in the back of the car.
Hey, I'm chewing the car up, bro.
Hey,
I'm chewing the whole car up.
On
some young dog shit. Without the bulletproof.
I'm not missing shit.
Yo, if I ever.
You want to know the funniest thing? I'm not going to give no details, and we're not going to talk about this explicitly, but Shaq hella set me up in this situation.
What situation?
In this exact situation. We're not going to get into no details at all.
I'm dead.
Shaq hella set me up.
All right. We're going to ask about this later.
Yeah, right. Off body ass, off air.
Oh, damn.
Let's see.
Yo, no.
What the fuck you want?
Get a haircut.
Oh, man. Yo.
Hey, that wasn't supposed to be that funny.
It's not Bucky Ball.
Why did he just fry you like
that? Okay.
That was a quick
dip, nigga.
I wanted to talk about bitches getting beat up, but y'all want to move on to church adoption?
Yeah. Wait, no, hold on. I want to talk about bitches getting beat up. Because
we can talk about both of them in the same one, bro.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Pretty much.
Yo, it wasn't until I looked over and I saw the shine from his head. Once I saw the light, bro, I was like,
yo, why didn't he tell this nigga to get a haircut? And then I was like, yo, this nigga bald. Freshly shaved, man.
Bro, I'm telling you, the light just reflected off it so clean, and I was like, get a haircut?
Oh my god.
You bought that on yourself. You didn't have to say nothing to the man, bro.
So Tristan Thompson, who wants to open that? What's going on? I ain't gonna lie,
they did do a piece of your love challenge
with Tristan Thompson.
Yeah, that shit.
Yo, they did it with another celebrity. Oh, Alicia Keys.
Yeah.
I saw that.
All these niggas be
dying. I ain't gonna watch that shit. I can't watch that shit.
That shit had me dying.
That's fucked.
Yo, Tristan Thompson had me dying. Cause he like.
He really had a 7-7.
He the GOAT right now.
Low key.
They said 7, not 14.
They said They say he the best thing to happen to Black History Month this year.
Low key.
They say he cheated on a white girl with a black bitch.
Black men still don't cheat, but we just don't cheat on black women.
Yeah, we don't. Yeah, we do not cheat on black women. But yo, if your girl is okay with you cheating, is it really that bad?
Then is it cheating? It's only cheating if she's not okay with it.
And she get her back blown out too.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Basically. Is she okay with it? Is there really an issue?
Bro. She done, she can make a starting lineup with all the NBA players she smashed. So it's
So since we talk about Peace of Your Love Challenge, Tristan Thompson had his own. He out here going down the family tree to the best friends.
That nigga literally was just trying to get to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, you know
he ain't gonna do it playing.
Nah, yeah, you know
he got at this point. He got to.
You know Hall of Fame Asian niggas right there.
At this point, Asian niggas, he in it.
Yeah, man, you know, but days prior before fucking his girl sister best friend, he had a 7-7 with IG baddies. We had a reverse gay bang.
Bro, what is All-Star Weekend about,
bro? Bro, what? He was having his own All-Star Weekend.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Yeah, he an All-Star in his own...
what? In his own world, he...
Oh, God.
Shit, he better than... who won the three-point contest?
Joe Harris?
Yeah. Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy.
Cool, when I was watching the Curry's Mutt niggas.
Yeah, it was on the first round. After that, he wasn't Mutt nobody.
But yeah, Tristan Thompson is the king of Asian niggas right now. We had a three... He had a 7-7. God damn.
Nigga is wild.
Is that first time hearing about a 7-0?
Yeah, low key, bro.
Yeah, I never seen that term. I thought it was orgy after like three people.
Yeah, I did too, bro.
Even three people is an orgy.
Is it just him?
Yeah, true.
Like, was he the only dude?
Yeah, no. He wasn't
the only dude. Ain't that a reverse gangbang?
Oh, yeah. He was the only dude in that.
So, what's a reverse gangbang?
Like, that's him.
Exactly.
Okay, cool.
It's a train. But for men. All
right, cool.
Bitches.
If you just want to be technical, you could call it a 7-0.
Yeah, but God, it's damn. A reverse game, man.
He low-key trained him hoes.
God damn.
Yeah, this shit is wild.
God damn, that's hell of a Viagra night.
Nah, you know Viagra, the worst part
that's
about
gas station dick bills.
I think it's Cialis.
The fucking something 8,000. That's what I don't know. I remember seeing one that was like that. It was like 70.
Yo, the quick stop sell dick pills, bro. Hella. Y'all crying, so. Bro.
You go see one with a tiger on it. Like reading that box. That shit is what.
Why you know this?
Because it's right there by the checkout.
Yeah, to be honest, that all that shit is
like where you gonna purchase your shit? You look to the left, you see the quick stop bills. You don't look at your surroundings.
I never look at the dick pills.
You probably never thought it was dick pills.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Yeah, they dick
pills.
But
then when you look at that shit, it's gonna say something like Easy Extends.
Yeah,
that's what I'm seeing. Yeah.
Wait, I see that. I thought that was like a 5-hour energy, bro.
No, yeah,
exactly.
No. I did not find that.
That's a perfect
combo. 5 hours.
That's some shit an OG got to put you over.
This is how I found out it was dick pills. Remember when, I don't know if I heard of Breakfast Club that morning when they was talking about it. They was talking about all types of dick pills and different versions. And niggas was calling in, talking about these different versions, right?
What?
That's when it clicked in my head. I'm like, yo, the corner store hella sell dick pills. I've been looking at dick pills my whole life.
That's a serious problem, bro.
Bro, you know what I'm saying? And you know what's crazy? Old people that have, like, erectile dysfunction, they're not the only ones that use it, like...
Yeah,
hella young people use it.
Yeah, because this is how I found out.
We gotta get to on the Columbia shit.
Yeah.
This is how I found out young niggas be having using it. When I was at Walmart, these two niggas were like, yeah, bro, I'm about to fuck this baddie. I gotta go to the corner store. I'm like, for what? Condoms? He's like, nah, I gotta get these dick pills, man. I'm like, for what?
This shit gotta be ugly.
I like, bro, this shit. No, he said a baddie. He's like,
bro.
Sometimes, if you, especially if you planning something, like
he said
threesome
shit
or whatever, you know you got to perform.
Yeah, exactly. That's why he said you got to get this shit. I ain't get no dick bills.
Are you paying?
Nah.
You know you got to perform?
I'm not paying.
If you pay,
you're wild.
What, you think Tristan Thompson just get 7 bitches off face? You think he ain't paid not one of them?
You gonna pay for some other
shit? He literally did. I just read the article.
I'm happy that's the topic.
It was just... Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. At a party.
I think that's a topic later on.
Yeah. Nah, NBA players don't gotta pay for pussy.
It's like
NBA players hella pay for pussy.
They don't have to.
But
they going to.
Oh yeah, you
they
right.
They hella will.
Yeah, you right.
They hella will.
Nah, but yeah, I ain't gonna lie. The funniest part about all of this is the same thing with the Peace of the Love Challenge, whatever this shit's called. Like, these hoes literally just snitched on this nigga. Like, they literally just snitched on this nigga. Like, quotes, bro. Tristan Thomas was here.
They don't lose shit, but,
seven bitches.
All niggas is gonna see him for just to fuck.
Just to fuck.
I mean, yeah, just catch that.
Nah, it's gonna be some simp.
Nah, to get the money.
Yeah, true. Some simp ass gonna get sack ass nigga. You don't know that, but.
Some white ass nigga. So
but happens. The niggas they really want just gonna fuck.
Yeah. At the end of the day, everybody wins. She gets some simp nigga to take care of her, and then the simp nigga gets some box he can be proud of, I guess.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? He gets a desired woman on IG.
Every bad chick got a nigga that's tired of her shit. Somebody gonna deal with it.
Somebody. To be honest.
Alright, so what y'all think Chloe gonna do? You think she gonna whine?
She gonna keep that nigga.
She ain't going nowhere. She gonna murder on my mind some niggas?
Hey, nah, the brother.
She was about to go back to Lamar after this nigga almost died from crack.
Wait, that's not the same.
Well, crack and a nigga fucking 8 bitches in 2 days.
Bro, I mean, they're both addictions.
He was doing crack in the brothel.
Yeah.
It was Tristan Thomas.
He was hella Tristan Thomas crack.
Yeah. Yo. Hey, that's exactly what he's gonna bring up to her, too. Hey, you went back to
that. Does it seem like niggas get more bitches when they date Chloe than when they don't? Because Frank Montana started getting dumb bitches when he was, like, after Khloe.
Bro, if you fuck with any Kardashian, bro,
your dry stop automatically goes up.
Goes
you know how many bitches know about you after that?
I'm dead, bro.
They look up to these hoes. They literally want to be these hoes.
All these Travis Scott fans came from.
Out of nowhere.
I ain't gonna lie, but I might get a picture of me slapping their ass.
We'll see how that go for you, bro.
It's a fact, you gonna see me skipping
this nigga security. Who gonna stop? He's the most been stopping these niggas from doing
this. Yeah, but you gonna come for security.
Yeah. I know how to catch security slipping, so we out.
I put on the same shirt as them, just be like,
definitely. Oh, yeah,
hey, niggas be so confused when you wear a black shirt.
Yeah,
so what's your apology, like, after this? Like,
after what?
How you apologize to your girl after this? Like, what's your
he apology? Bought her a dress before he did it.
He did it before Valentine's Day.
I'm glad you said before he did it. Like,
that's what I'm saying. It happened before Valentine's Day and the baby dress. Y'all don't got no pre apologies planned. Nope. Yeah, no fuck shit.
It happened before Valentine's Day.
What is a pre apology?
That's a day for apology.
You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas date the go to movies like Diamonds or something. But we not buying no bitches diamonds.
You know what Kanye did?
Huh?
You know what Kanye did?
Bleached his asshole?
No.
Shut the fuck up.
That's part of the song. That's why. I remember that only part of the song.
What did Kanye do?
Nah, he had some nigga playing a guitar, violin. See?
That's what I'm saying. So like, what's your thing? What's your go-to apology then? Like, poems? What you do?
I know exactly where you're going. Hey, before we even get into that, remember that one video that was going around where the girl was like, did you cheat? Like, did you fuck her? And then that nigga, like, what does the text say?
That's my apology.
That's fucked up.
Remember the text said, yeah, there goes your answer. Well, there you go, buddy. I'm like, yo, this nigga ain't shit. Hey, I ain't gonna lie, bro. When a nigga make ain't shit nigga say you ain't shit, you gotta reevaluate, bro. I ain't gonna lie. You gotta reevaluate. You ain't getting no wives, bro.
That's a lie. Ain't shit niggas always end up with the most bitches.
You right.
It's enticing.
So what you mean he not
girls love being wife? Treated like shit? No offense.
They really love being treated like shit.
Niggas like being treated like shit too.
Niggas hella like being treated like shit.
Who the fuck?
Nah. How often you go without your girl texting you back?
That's being treated like shit?
Hella.
How?
Like, how we put it? Like, when you first start talking to a girl, right? Feeling that you giving her all your attention, not dropping all your hoes, but you know, them hoes not getting no attention. And this girl's still not giving you your attention, but you still going after her. You still, that's being treated like shit.
Nigga, that's 19-year-old funny shit.
Yeah. That's being treated like shit.
Nah, alright, so paying for niggas, dates when she ain't really responding the way you want to?
Niggas enjoy the chase, I understand that, but that's not being treated like shit. That's what I'm saying.
Like, we have a lower tolerance, though. Like, we don't allow. That's.
If I take a bitch on a date and she don't hit me back, I'm putting on my taxes.
I put strippers on my taxes.
How many times you paid for strippers?
Too many.
Yeah. I think more than zero times is too many.
Exactly. I threw $10 at my job one time and I
regret. You worked there.
At your job?
$10 at your job.
You paid yourself.
Your stripper's not bad though.
Nah, it was a waitress. And I slapped that ass on a regular.
Oh, so you was looking out for the homie?
For free, huh?
Yeah.
Nah, if it's your homie, it's okay.
No, I throw money at my homie. Nah, I said ass on a regular. What the fuck am I?
You not throwing
$10 at your whole ass.
That's your homie. You support her.
No.
That was for her.
It was a fun night.
There's other ways to support your homie.
No.
It was ha-ha.
And I was like, shit, I threw $10 at
you. So your homie is stripping. You're not going to go make it right for them?
No. Hell no.
Even
no.
on slow nights?
No.
Wow, y'all some fuck-ass friends.
She give me the money.
So you going to do that?
Yeah.
That's my goal. She going to the money.
Nah, I'm not going to throw 100. I might throw 50, but it's going to be in ones. It's going to look like 100.
No, it's not. I'm pretty sure a stripper knows the difference.
No. That's my friend. I'm going to tell her how much I'm
going to throw. I'll go see my friend that's a bartender.
And you go buy from her. So you go support the bartender, but not the stripper?
Yeah.
Bartender always better than the stripper.
Wow. Not always. Most of the time. 90% of the time, though.
Yeah, you talking about supporting sex work.
Your bartenders don't look better than your strippers.
Yeah, they do.
Your bartenders don't look better than your strippers.
Hella. I ain't gonna lie, at one point they was on an even battle. Yeah.
Okay, the night I went, your bartender didn't look better than your strippers.
Girls who can get by
the baddest person in that club was the waitress.
Girls who can get by with pretty enough face are not gonna be willing to take their clothes off.
Come on. I don't remember a bad waitress.
Bro, if they look good, they are not gonna have to take their clothes off. They know better at that point.
That's not true.
That's true as fuck.
That's not true.
Why do you think Cardi B was shaking ass and had plastic surgery before they out here took her off the pole?
So Cash Doll not bad?
Cash Doll's a different case.
She's hell yeah. She's
fine.
She not bad? She wasn't bad.
I know that shit.
Yo, what?
I know that shit. Fuck with all that plastic shit.
Y'all niggas is wild.
So what happens in low budget strip clubs?
You want that again?
Hey, fuck you.
I don't know. I'm from Miami. I don't know what a low budget strip club is. What low budget strip club is there?
Is the
office booby is that trap. Low budget?
Booby trap
is huge.
What you talking about, like hood low budget or
that's wrong. What's a low budget?
Overall low budget. Because, like, you know, some people are, like, in Caucasian eyes, the office would probably be, like...
That's what I'm saying, but the office has pretty
women. Nigga low budget, I'm going to say Gold Rush.
I'm Body.
High key, I'm going to put anywhere where, if it's not fully new, it's low budget.
Okay, that's not Miami, though.
That ain't a strip club.
That's what I'm saying.
It's not a strip club, right. In my opinion.
That's not in Miami. Miami. Everything is fully new.
Everything?
Everything.
They sell drinks, too?
Yes.
Except the 11. Except 11.
11 is
not fully
is a nightclub.
Yeah. 11 is different though. That's more of like a club.
Yeah, I would never go to 11.
Yeah, 11 anything like that, anything and that's not fully really new and you can't touch is not.
Nah. 11 is a nightclub and white women.
Crackers be throwing thousands in there and can't touch shit.
Yeah.
White people like being teased.
Yes.
Yeah.
They love that shit.
Yes. Niggas like getting teased like But the white
people. White people.
Niggas throw so much on the bench. Niggas throw some money on a bitch, they like almost dead to fuck you.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Like, oh my god, you show me so much love, get a number, you chill with them, you fuck it. Yeah. But you look, you made for the pussy.
I keep paying for the pussy.
Yeah, invested in the pussy.
Yeah,
yeah,
you invested in the pussy. You put a down payment.
Yeah.
That was a down payment.
Bro, it's low key like paying for parking. Because it's only yours while you're in it.
Yeah.
So it's like.
Yeah, and they, shit, I'm fine with that. So. Yeah, that's not bad, bro.
Yeah, a lot of niggas pay for pussy nowadays.
A lot of niggas pay for pussy.
Wait, we're gonna get
it. I got a question, right? So if you like a bitch, right, and you take her on a date.
Nigga, don't do this. We're not doing this.
I got to see where he's going.
Nah. We've already done this.
You did this on the episode?
Yes.
No, we did.
Yes, we have.
I just want to add.
We've already done this, bro.
What
are
you
going to
ask?
He's going to ask if you take a bitch on a date, is that paying for pussy? Yes. We already did this. I've been trying to segue this YMW shit.
I think it's an investment.
Fuck y'all.
It's still payment.
It's investment for a relationship or investment for some pussy?
That's like
it's
saying that your degree is
you like the girl
for
you took
future.
On a date.
It depends
and you
on
fuck.
What you see in person. You seeing the girl with a pussy.
Oh, you like her.
Yeah, you like her. You took on a date. And then, you know, the date was so fine. You
that's
get to
still
fuck.
An investment.
And yeah. The pussy or relationship.
You're not really paying
hey,
for what
you see like
first.
Her, do you like her after the date?
Yeah.
You want a relationship?
Yeah.
In a relationship then.
In a relationship.
You pay for
that's
relationship.
Not true.
Hey, what it if you not. Fuck, what if you fuck and then you take on dates after you hit already?
You still
does that count paying for,
pay for the pussy?
It depends on,
it
what,
depends
it
on
depends
how you
on
fuck.
What you
like,
see
how,
first.
How you bagged her.
You pay.
It depends on what you see first.
Hey, she just came over and you hit?
Yeah.
You ain't pay for no pussy? You picked her up?
Payments, bro. It's the payments after the fact.
Nah.
Did you pay for the Uber?
You gotta put the money down first before you
pay
for it. If you see the box first and you're not thinking about no relationship, you're investing in the pussy. If it develops into anything after that, it's just growth on your investment in the pussy. You're not investing in the girl. If you seen the chick for a while, you know you wanted to be with the chick, and then you pay for a date, then you're investing in the relationship. If you see the box first, you're investing in the box.
All right, define seeing the box first.
Damn, you see the bitch when you trying to fuck. You like, damn, I see this chick, I'm trying to take her.
Oh, okay,
fuck.
That's what you mean. Like, mentally,
you
see the box.
Mentally,
you
see the box.
Yeah.
You're not thinking about, oh my God, I can't wait to go on another date with her.
You've been thinking about this.
True,
yeah.
Nah, it's just how it is.
It's all good, bro.
Shit, you might make a bridge want to sell you pussy.
That's what I'm saying,
bro. Like, you know, I got something to offer.
Jeff got the logic.
I got something to offer right now.
You know what I'm saying? Business plan for your bucks.
Hey, come on, man. You gotta see where your money going.
You gotta ask for 10%, though.
Hey, so I think Moses is like fading after this piece of love challenge.
You think it was fading?
Hell yeah.
Not all of them. Just
not
a good portion
of them.
Not
all of them.
Enough. Enough that this
I can
is
only
the
appreciate
problem.
How random this shit had to be.
Yeah.
What? I ain't gonna lie, it was all in college, so I was like, I was wondering what class they was in when he
damn,
told
I'm glad it was in college, because if that was in high school,
I would have
been in college.
Grown folks ain't childish enough
to start
like fighting.
Yeah, they was all like 19, 20.
Yeah,
they
would be participating
in
college. You
said you would?
Hell yeah.
We know you would, nigga.
Hella. Would have hella been in this shit. I would have hella been in this shit.
Savior.
Especially in high school. Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
Yeah, so
it's I ain't gonna lie, that would've been fun. Prince, I still think he'd be fucking his homegirls.
I think so, too, just off the story he gave earlier about how he wanna fuck his homegirl anyway, or his nigga.
Nah, I've been all the way.
This
nigga hospitality game too far.
Prince said we don't see through his shit, bro.
Prince hospitality game too far.
Bro,
to certain people.
To certain people.
Bitch, if me and Shaq sleep at his house, we ain't get no cot.
Yeah,
why the fuck did y'all see? She used to live next to
this nigga pulled out a cot and gave the girl a whole bed and slept on
a cot.
I was like, yo,
get
out
of
this
bed to sleep in a little pull out cot.
I don't want to hear this shit.
A militarized cot.
I used to live.
I was looking at this shit like, nigga, where you got this shit from?
G, bro.
This was straight out of boot camp cot.
This nigga cuddled up in the cot talking to the girl in his bed. The bed big as fuck and this girl is little as shit.
Yes.
And she just sitting there talking to this nigga, this big ass nigga on his little ass cot. Feet on the ground.
Yeah, I
can't believe it.
Shut the fuck up.
Why
are
so you becoming this shit up?
Feet on the ground while he laid out. This nigga ain't even fit the fucking cot. The girl is literally in a seat. Bed huge as fuck.
You don't know why this is like so funny to me, nigga? It's two times I've had homegirls come stay with me in college. And both times. They slept on the couch. I told her from jump she's sleeping on the couch. She thought it was a game until nighttime came. I got right in the bed.
If I tell you sleeping on the couch, it's a game.
Yo, the second time it was Yachty.
I'm playing.
Yo, nah. Just no.
Yeah.
We're not going to disclose that.
You sleep on the couch, that's your option, though.
Right? Like, yeah, you always got that option.
Yeah, you sleep on the couch and get these back shots.
Yo, yeah, facts. Yo, yeah, hey, I keep.
Hey, real shit, though.
Yeah, real. I ain't got Netflix and Hulu for no reason. Yeah.
Netflix and Hulu. I don't got the jailbroken plastic for no reason.
I'm
you right.
You ain't got no remote, though.
You get that.
I got a remote.
As long as you got a cell phone, you got a remote.
I ain't discovered that yet. But, you know, I'm about to be there.
Alright, so y'all finally ready to talk about this YNW Melly shit?
Yeah, he killed both of his best friends.
Yeah.
Hey, tell me about it.
He made a song about it.
That shit happened in Miramar, too.
That's more hilarious.
Yeah, I say that's why we have to talk about it the most.
Yeah, low-key crimes be happening in Miramar.
Like, Miramar.
Shit, hey, happened in Sherman Circle?
Nah. I don't think it was that Miramar.
In your shit.
Yeah.
It sounded like he was living on the west side.
Alright, so... Oh, he was living down here.
Yeah, he's living out here. He moved down here.
Damn.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, he was living on the west side.
Yeah, niggas hella was living on the west side. A lot of people live on the west side. A lot of people live on the west side.
No, he got a house on the west side. He live in Cali, man.
Oh, no, not the west side of the world, nigga.
No.
Living Cali now, though. Kodak had a house in West Miramar.
I ain't know that.
He lives in Cali.
Yeah.
His mama live in the West Miramar house?
Duh, the fuck? If I was his mama, I live in that shit, too.
Yeah, duh, West Miramar, that shit.
I didn't know. Maybe she
moved to Cali, backyard.
What happened with the YFW shit? I know he killed his best friends.
Yes, I wouldn't know.
He staged it as if they got hit in a drive-by shooting.
Yeah.
Damn, and then he smiled in the mugshot.
Yeah.
And he posted them niggas on Instagram talking about RIP, so his two homies.
And made a fire song about it.
That song is fire shit, bro.
Yeah.
That shit crazy.
Y'all can't play that shit around me no more.
I had to be bumping it. I pulled up to the school bumping that shit.
Yeah.
Bro, you gonna kill us?
Yeah.
Man.
Maybe you.
I wonder what happened.
Bro, it's cool. I kill you.
What type of shit went down?
I'm the good friend
compared to the child. That song, the views for that song hella went up.
That shit was blowing up anyway because the nigga did that solo recording.
Yeah.
Shush. Now this nigga's on his way to doing, like, what, 25 to life?
Probably.
That's crazy.
He turned himself in, though, so I don't know. He must really think he gonna get off that shit, but...
He might. He probably had to go that lawyers.
What if y'all think this publicity?
That's hella publicity.
Why do you think niggas is, like, why do you think all these niggas keep going to jail now? You don't think... Something fishy about this?
Yeah. But the funniest one was 21 Savage.
Hey, I'm glad.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's starting to feel like, you know.
That was a whole joke.
It's starting to feel like just you get arrested for wild shit.
Oh, Shaq West going to jail too.
You see what I'm saying?
And Block Boy JB.
That's what I'm saying. Nigga got
arrested too. Going to jail.
That nigga still alive.
For old charges.
It's just starting to feel a little ironic that all these niggas is.
Money and don't know how to act.
I think the 21 Savage shit is the most like, okay, why is this happening?
Yeah, nah, that
is. Shaq West, that's reported abuse. Yeah, like, there's somebody reporting it. It's not starting
to, even with the 21 Savage, I'm like, yo, this publicity.
Yeah, Blueface was kind of.
Blueface is feel like.
We shouldn't be talking about him, but.
It just started to feel like.
We shouldn't be talking
about him. That song's so ass when he gets the verse.
That song is ass, but it started out hard.
Yeah, but in the verse? Yeah, I get so low.
That nigga's terrible. Yeah, we shouldn't be
talking about him. What? Yo, Tatiana was around with Vibe was here, bro, that shit would be everywhere.
Everywhere.
That shit would be everywhere, bro.
I'm pretty sure it's going to be on TikTok.
Yeah,
if it's not already. Actually, it is on TikTok.
That whole state is hilarious,
bro. Nah, nigga, everything is hilarious, so.
Oh, everything.
It's a joke. This is dumb. It's like, the hip-hop's being overrun by clowns because of their publicities.
Well, that's somebody said when we get older...
Viral now, that's it.
Somebody said when we get older, none of these niggas are going to be remembered. it's still gonna be like the
90s. Nah, some of them will be.
Nah, they say the 90s gonna still be remembered more than
some of these niggas gonna be remembered.
That's too many people, too many faces, too many songs, and everybody sound the same.
Everybody one hit wonders.
Everybody sound the same.
Everybody sound the same.
You think City Girls gonna live a long time?
Hell no.
I don't know, bro. Jackie
I think
Owen
female rappers. This might be the top Jackie for female rappers.
But you know, this
might be the top for female rappers.
Trina's still relevant.
Mike.
But Trina's still relevant. Trina left with a
look
footprint.
Look at all these women who just made.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. Trina
was national boy in Miami.
Cardi B. And then
City Girls kind of getting there now.
Nah, that's hella more. I just don't listen to
it stops at City Girls, Cardi B, SZA. And
SZA a rapper?
Somebody if you want to limit it to rap, then we could just limit it at Cardi B and City Girls.
That's it.
Everybody else is on the fuck about here.
Nobody wants to hear this shit.
Nobody wants to hear from anybody else.
I mean, how y'all feel,
how y'all feel about Megan Thee Stallion though?
Who the fuck is that?
She's bad as shit.
She can rap?
I don't have no idea.
No. Every time I see her videos, I'm like, damn,
I ain't gonna lie. Oh, yeah.
She be in that spit or something.
There's bad bitches who think that.
You talking about the little
joint? Niggas gonna listen to her.
She's 5'10".
What's her name?
She said 5'10".
Yeah,
Megan Thee Stallion.
Megan Thee Stallion?
Yeah.
Oh, Megan Thee Stallion.
Yeah. She bad as shit. I don't know nothing about her music.
I don't get to see no pictures.
No, I'm telling you, she right.
Rico Nasty cool too.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Rico Nasty cool too.
She never heard a Rico Nasty song.
She fire
Rico
and shit.
Cool.
She's like a female Uzi.
She definitely like Uzi. Yeah, she fire.
What's her name?
Rico Nasty. Yeah, she from the DMV.
Yeah, we spoke about her. Oh, I didn't know she was from the DMV.
Yeah, she hella. She like 20 minutes from where I used to live.
Okay.
Oh, this
yeah.
Yeah, Rico Nasty cool.
That's the Stallion?
Alright. Yeah, nah, I never heard it.
Yeah, nah.
This shit trash.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, the Stallion?
Oh, yeah, I did see that freestyle.
You seen the freestyle?
Yeah.
Nah, I never listened to a freestyle. I only see her face.
Fuck. What? God damn.
Who? Who's that? Megan?
Stallion. Stallion.
Okay. Is her name the Stallion? Or
yeah,
is her name the Stallion?
Damn, she's
fine. I never heard her rap, though. I only look at her body.
That's why.
She looks like she can spit, but.
I ain't gonna lie, Texas will be built different.
She got some jiggle, man.
Yeah, definitely.
Hey, you got
what? Texas bitch will be built different as fuck.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, man, I don't think it's a good time for female rappers, bro. The best female rapper that you gonna present to me is what's it called? Is Cardi B? No.
But like a lot of girls is like imitating.
JT be killing shit.
No. Who's JT?
She's one of the ones.
From
City Girls.
Yeah,
City Girls.
One of the fires ones.
Yeah. I still love Young
Lion. A man, y'all be talking like this about two of them.
Nah.
Literally two of them.
Still got love for both of them.
She cool, though. She cool. They both seem cool.
Yeah, but JT, I fuck with her more. And she look better than me.
JT's the more natural rapper.
They remind me of Ray Sherman, though. Like, one got the personality and then one got the skills.
It's not something that's easy.
But JT put it like that because Ray Sherman, they...
They're trash too.
One has the personality and one has the skills.
Are they even still relevant?
But JT been rapping more than what's it called?
Somewhat. The one
that,
with the
Slim Life 3 was trash, bro.
Yeah, that
shit was triple star from.
That's why they shouldn't go solo.
That shit was trash. Their solo albums were trash.
That shit went triple aluminum.
Their first two albums were fire.
Didn't even matter.
Their first two albums were fire. And now that bullshit that they got going.
And they tried to go solo.
Sway Lee be doing some fire.
Choruses, but he can't be
making
a song by himself.
But yeah, I'm sorry, bro. Y'all not gonna convince me it's a good time for female rap if y'all leaving with Cardi B is the.
Are you saying Cardi B don't make good music?
Cardi B got hits.
I can't give her. She got hits.
I ain't fucking with her.
And she killed features.
Because she has hits means what? Vanilla Ice had hits.
Vanilla Ice.
MC Hammer had hits.
Like two hits.
MC Hammer was a
good one. Nah, but MC Hammer is still like, niggas is still singing.
What are y'all telling me?
MC Hammer had like two hits.
What are y'all telling me?
City Girls, bro.
Y'all telling me that she can rap?
That's all I needed to hear. She's talented at getting fans. That's all that's important.
She's been rocking shows.
Yeah, she made.
That's why I'm talking about the music. She's not the music.
No one cares about the music. No, they just care about getting
famous. Why is she famous?
And with women rappers, it's sort of.
What is she leading with to get famous? Say it. Say it. What's her leading revenue stream? Say it. Just say it. Neither one of y'all even want to say it. She's talented. Just tell me right now. She's a great musician.
She's a great performer.
Tell me right now she's a great musician.
I don't have to. She doesn't have to be.
She's a good musician. I would say great.
What's good about her musician skills? Okay, wait. Hold on. Does she generate fans? Yes.
Yeah.
Does she generate hits? Yes.
Under her name, I guess? Sure.
Is she not booked?
Yeah.
Did she not just win a Grammy?
That's even worse. You're not gonna win, especially if we're talking about rap.
Listen. Does she need anything else to validate herself?
No, as a talented rapper, she doesn't need anything else to validate herself.
Right. Whether we think she's a great musician or not. She got everything she need right there.
This nigga said a Grammy. We're talking about rap.
Does that not mean a lot?
No, it doesn't mean a lot. A Grammy means a lot in rap? Did you see the nominees?
Did that not do a lot for Macklemore? But did it not? Did the Grammy not do a lot for him? You hella heard Macklemore songs.
No, since he won the Grammy.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, it did something for you.
This is why Cardi B has fans, by the way.
I know exactly why she has fans. Do women see a woman like going out there doing everything in a rapture of man's world, bro?
They yanked her off the stripper pole.
They yanked her off the stripper pole.
They told her to go do music because they want to see everybody else act ratchet but black people.
You know what's crazy though? That's literally why.
They want to see everybody act ratchet but black people. That's why. She's out here. Nicki was rapping though. She was rapping. Could rap. Until she got famous.
Cardi B, Nicki led with rapping and then revealed to be ratchet.
She led with ratchet and then they gave her hits.
Nah, you sound a little bit like a hater right now.
Okay.
Only because she's doing her part.
How am I hating? Because I this is exactly Cardi, what Cardi happens.
She's doing her though. Part. That's
that
ain't
Cardi fault though.
That makes her a good rapper.
That makes her a good artist. That makes her a good performer.
A good musical artist.
It doesn't. You keep adding words to it. She's good at what she does.
She's adding one word.
It doesn't matter.
What are we talking about?
It doesn't matter.
What are we talking about? It doesn't matter. So the topic doesn't matter is what you're saying. We're just talking about Cardi B?
No.
If that's the case, then it doesn't matter at all.
It doesn't matter. I'm talking about music.
And then we're going into the subcategory of rap. You keep straying away from that.
Nobody's straying away from nothing.
Yes, you are. You're not talking about rap.
You keep trying to add her musical ability.
Because she's a musician. You don't know what she contributes to her music. I know that she's not contributing to what
matters
to my
own ass. Is her music good?
Literally.
Is her music good? Do people like her music?
People like her music, but that don't make it good.
Is her music not good?
It really doesn't, though. That's the next thing.
So none of her songs good?
God.
You don't like none of her songs.
Y'all bugging, bro.
I have not a single Cardi B song on my Spotify.
She got number one song, two-thirds of the songs.
That don't mean nothing.
That's fire, bro.
Her whole album is lit. So what are y'all saying? Just because y'all don't like it, she got no musical talent?
So she can rap, is what you're telling me.
Yeah, can she not rap all her songs?
I'm asking you. You can't ask me what I asked you. Get up 10.
Who wrote those songs?
Who gives a fuck? Whose song is it? Who gives a fuck? Who got the Grammy, bro?
Stop talking about rapping the Grammys! Just don't do it. I'm already done with this conversation. Did the writer get the Grammy or did Cardi get the Grammy?
Y'all don't say shit when Beyonce rap Migos lyrics, but y'all want to say shit when Cardi.
Beyonce's not a rapper.
This happens all the time. Who cares?
She's not a rapper. See, this is not an artist.
This is why she lives again.
So say she's not a rapper. She's still has good songs. whether it's rapping or singing or whatever. I'm talking about rap, though. But yeah, I'm talking about her album. She's not just a rapper on her album. She makes...
Oh, she's a pop artist, so we can
That's what I'm saying, so it don't matter.
Yeah, she'll go
at this stage, she it don't matter who writes her music.
Yeah,
she's not trying to be top 10, dead or alive.
Just keeping this in mind, just understand, you saying she's not trying to be top 10, dead or alive, and you just admitting the fact that she's not trying to beat a rapper completely kills your whole adding with the Grammys being her backing of being a good musical rapper. Just keeping that in mind.
Just saying she's a good
musical bring that
artist.
All the way back.
I'm saying
because
that
she's
that
not,
helps her catalog.
It does. It helps her catalog as a pop artist.
No,
she won the Grammy for rap.
No, it doesn't. So rappers, the rappers
they
don't talk
go
about winning Grammys.
To be honest,
rappers don't talk about winning Grammys. Now Kanye never mentioned winning his Grammys.
You're talking about Kanye
Jay-Z?
West in rap now.
Jay Z never
it.
Talked about winning his Grammys. Every rapper that has won a Grammy brings up their Grammy.
Yeah, hello.
Nah,
so now, because Cardi got what it don't count.
A good accomplishment.
That's what I'm saying.
Give me what Jay Z line was he bringing up a Grammy?
I don't know. I'm sure he brought up a Grammy.
Let me know when. Whenever you get it. But just let me know when. Last year they had the Grammys and left me in Miami sleeping on a nigga like I'm rapping in my jammies.
Yeah.
Y'all don't even know who's that from. Lil Wayne, the same time, he was snapping with music and won what?
And
no Grammy.
And what happened?
You know,
No. Because what happened when he was doing the Gucci Mane shit? Right? With we steady mobbing and it was all in his house. He showed off all his Grammys.
I'm dead.
So what are you saying?
So he's showing off the Grammys in his house. They don't really care about the Grammys. The Grammys never get around with the nominees.
I understand. That's not what I'm saying.
We're talking about
rap,
though.
I'm not saying we should care about Grammys. I'm saying
yes,
that.
You are. You're adding that behind her.
No, I'm saying it boosted her catalog.
Yo, this nigga Kanye had a whole song
about
Grammy
family. It boosted her rap catalog?
Niggas was proud.
I forgot about
niggas
that
be
shit.
Proud of that accomplishment.
Talking about that shit.
You're talking about Kanye West, though. Kanye West is the most warped person. If we're talking about rap, the Grammys needs shit about rap. You're telling me she had a better album, a better rap album than Nipsey Hussle Victory Lap?
Hold on.
You know KOD wasn't even nominated?
Hold on.
No, that's because J. Cole don't submit his music, though. That's why.
Yeah. We get off on a tangent because we hella had other topics.
Hey, yo, breaking news. Space Jam 2 comes out July 16,
2021. Damn,
that is
a long time.
That is a long time.
Man, they gotta film this shit first.
Yeah.
You right, but damn.
This nigga LeBron doing everything, bro.
Wait, he gonna be in Space Jam 2?
Yeah. Who else would be in it?
Yeah.
Damn.
I was crying.
I don't even
want
to
give it to him.
He wanted to be the Muggsy Bogues.
That shit would love you, bit.
LeBron's such a hateable nigga, but like, I really don't want to hate him.
Who, LeBron?
Wow. Yeah.
LeBron's hateable?
He low key.
How is he hateable?
He's just like a.
I feel like he's hateable.
I stopped hating. I stopped hating him when he opened that school.
Yeah, he
so,
was.
So
hateable.
Like a couple months ago.
It was like a year ago almost.
Coming up on a year. Because he used to live in Cleveland when he was talking
Yo,
about
he gave
right?
niggas bikes. Free breakfast and dinner.
Yeah, nah, bro.
And lunch.
That's still a couple months ago.
And school supplies. And shoes. And clothes.
Well, I wanted to at least hit
Yo, if you went to the school, everything's
What's
free.
What's Prince's topic?
I forgot.
Getting
robbed.
Right?
Nah,
I hella want to talk. We got to wait for that.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about your phone.
Bruh.
Yeah.
Oh, I ain't gonna lie, bro. That shit is lit. That flip shit.
Yeah. See?
That shit is lit. I still ain't don't get no Android. Bro.
I understand.
That shit
lit. Go ahead.
Bro,
it's
1980. You know?
1980.
Yeah. Yeah,
that shit legit.
$1,980
for a phone?
For
that
foldable Samsung
phone.
Yo, this
shit like
phone.
This, open up, you gotta mini tablet.
Yeah.
Wait, so it's like that, and then you open it up?
Nah, it's smaller than that. It's like 4 inches, so it's like about this, but when you open up, it's like 7 inches. Shit got 2 batteries. This shit got 4,365 megahertz.
And this the shit that Prince want to spend his money on.
I don't know.
So what do you do with 463,000 megahertz?
Bitch, my phone don't die. Man, hey, my S8 didn't die, and that shit was like 3,200 or something. That's like 33% more battery life.
How you gonna talk on the phone, Prince?
How am I going to? I'm gonna flip that shit over on purpose. I'm talking.
I don't blame you at this point.
You got to.
You paid $19.80.
You got to. I'm going to laugh
every time you drop this shit, dude.
I'm going to drop this shit every day.
That shit won't make me laugh. They tell you it's 300 grams.
I'd be like, bet.
Yeah, how you gotta fix both. How you gonna screen protect the other side that folds up?
They gonna figure it out.
They've
been doing it.
Bro, that what type of case you gonna have for that? You just gonna have two halves?
I'm trying to figure out how the assessor is gonna work, but you know this assessor is
they gonna figure it out.
They probably have. They've been working on this phone for like 10 years. And they're not even the only ones. Like Nokia, Motorola.
They came back with the Razr. Those came out first.
Mm-mm.
I don't know why we spoke. I don't know why you said that. Like we gonna be excited.
It's a foldable, just like the Samsung.
It is hard, but
it's hard.
I still
want it.
Yeah, I ain't gonna get it. I'm
you tripping with the Android, bro?
Yeah, I'm gonna
When iPhone starts doing foldable phones, you know, I might consider it, but they not going to do that. Because then niggas ain't going to buy an iPad.
No. You still buy an iPad. They should just make it smaller than an iPad.
It's already an iPad. Why would I buy it?
Because iPads is useless. Tablets are useless, but iPads are worse.
What?
Hello.
What's the next topic, man?
That's it.
Yeah.
That's hella it. Because it's already like 60 minutes. Ava's hilarious.
Yo, right. She really still freak.
Alright, so all our next topics we'll say for next week. Any last words from any of y'all niggas?
We ain't talking about you getting raw.
We're not
putting that on the podcast, nigga. Anyway, the Grammys is not a good deciding factor of good rap.
We ain't
talking
about Columbia. We're gonna save Columbia and New Orleans for next week.
Yeah, y'all gonna have to talk about that.
So we're gonna talk about Prince and I'm getting raw next week? Prince, you got raw?
My house got robbed before.
You ain't never really lived in a hood, bro.
My house got robbed too.
You ain't never really lived in a hood, bro. Oh, your house got robbed?
We live on the same fucking street.
Nah, you got like physically robbed.
No, I didn't get physically robbed. Well, what's robbed? What's the difference between robbed?
You know your shit, nigga.
I never got fucking robbed, nigga.
Wait, what did you say? Robbed?
Yeah, people broke in your car, yeah.
Yeah, what the hell?
Oh, you mean getting like jumped? That's what you consider getting robbed?
Yeah, like, yo, put nigga pull out a gun, give me all your shit. All
right, so wait. When
a victim of theft.
You right, though. So when someone steals your shit, what do you consider that? Oh,
that's jug? That's still getting robbed.
Nah, that's jug.
Jug is if they, like, finesse you out of
your
shit.
But
you got finesse.
Like a leprechaun.
You finesse, they finesse your window.
Nah, Craig's story is the funniest.
That's not jug.
Craig's story was the funniest about getting his car broken in.
We'll save that for next week. All right. All right, y'all.